Big Alt Triple X. What's going on, men and women of God? What's going on? How's everybody doing on tonight? Oh man, faith over fear. Listen, I know it's been a challenging week for some of us. I know it has. And I know it's been a blessed week for some of us. But listen, I'm not even reading from the Bible tonight, but you know I'm always talk to you about the Spirit of God and how God moves in our lives. And I tell people all the time, you have to get spiritually inclined. You can't just talk about the word and read scripture. You have to actually get out there and do it and live the life that God has called you to live. No matter if friends get cut off, family get cut off, even spouses get cut off. Listen, you cannot worry about that. What you have to worry about most importantly is your soul. And where you will go when you leave this earth. Sometimes you have to cut people off. Sometimes you have to move in a way where it's unknown. You can't let people know everything you do. You can't let people know your every move no more. Because I tell you, people are out to sabotage you, tear you down. They out to put spells on you, work witchcraft on you to get you in the place where they want you to be, but not where God has called you to be. So when that happens, you have to know how to pray. You have to know how to fight, and you have to know how to stay in tune with God. Because I'm telling you, I found out so much stuff. People cast spells on you sometimes when you're just around them. And you may not even know that you're around witches and warlocks and demons. You know, it's so much of the elevation that God is allowing me to see now that it is amazing. I'm telling you. And I don't know if you all want to witness that type of level of understanding. But what I will tell you is that pray, stay in your spiritual fight, stay in your spiritual prayer, and go to God for everything. You can't depend on man. You can't depend on woman. You can't depend on people to bless you. But you can depend on God to bless you. You can. Heavenly Father, thank you on tonight. Father God, thank you for allowing me to be here, Father God, to pray to the listeners, the viewers, Father God, of this show. Father God, I ask right now that you do a mighty work, a mighty miracle, Father God, for the people that need you. Father God, I'm asking that you find a place of refuge for the people that need somewhere to stay. Father God, I'm asking that you find a place where somebody can go get a hot meal. Somebody can go and clean themselves up. Father God, I'm praying that you bless someone to retain that job that they want, to get that car fixed that they need. I'm asking, Father God, that you heal relationships. You heal marriages, Father God. You heal the very things people need to get them through the day. And not just the day, but the rest of their lives. Father God, I'm asking for people to be healed from any sickness that they have. On today, Father God, I'm asking that you heal them. I'm asking, Father God, that you protect them from that demon. You protect them from that devil. You protect them, Father God, for somebody that's trying to send things out to hurt them. Father God, I ask right now, in Jesus' name, that you send your angels, you send your messengers, Father God, to bless them. Right now, to keep them protected right now. Father God, every piece of morsel of food that they eat, Father God, I ask that you bless it for them right now. Father God, I'm standing in the midst of intercessory prayer for those that can't pray for themselves. those that can't think for themselves. Those, Father God, that can't or don't know how to present themselves to you in orderly fashion. Father God, right now, I'm praying for those people. I'm praying for the weaker, Father God, to make them strong. I'm praying for the lame, Father God, to make them straight. I'm praying for the less intelligent to make them intelligent. Father God, I'm praying right now for the ones that are hungry to feed them in Jesus' name. I'm praying against depression, Father God. I'm praying against slothfulness, Father God. I'm praying against high blood pressure, heart attacks, and strokes, Father God. I'm praying against anything that keep your children down. I'm praying against it. I put the blood of Jesus on it, Father God, right now, that they stay blessed. That they stay within your spiritual realm, Father God. That they stay within your spiritual deficit so you can bless them in the name of Jesus. Put the blood on them in the name of Jesus right now. I thank you on today. Because, Father God, it's somebody out there that needs you. It's somebody out there, Father God, that don't know what to say for you to bless them. And, Father God, I ask right now that you send your spirit to bless them. Including myself. In Jesus' name we pray. And we want to say thank you for everything that you have done and what you're going to continue to do for us. Amen, amen, amen. Oh yeah. So listen, I just want to tell you all to God is real, the spirit is real, the love is real. Stay doing what you're doing. Don't look for accolades from people. Don't look for people to tell you you're doing good. Don't look for people to give you the just due that you think you deserve. That's not going to happen. And if it happens, thank God that it does. But look for God to reward you in the open when you pray in private. Look for God to reward you in the open when you pray in private. Look for that. Stand on the word of God, because I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, when you have to meet your maker, the only person can save you is you. Your spouse can't save you. That pastor can't save you. That bishop can't save you. That apostle can't save you. That evangelist can't save you. That elder can't save you. You have to show accountability for yourself. Because they're going to have to show accountability for being a watcher over your soul. But you got to show accountability for yourself. You know, so, you know, it's just some tools that I think you should know and pass down in life. Like, listen more, talk less, be observant, watch what you eat, exercise, pray every day, constantly stay in prayer. And whatever you want to talk to God about, let that happen and tell God whatever it is. Tell God whatever it is. Don't let no one talk you out of doing the will of God. But be slow to tell anyone what you're doing. Because people will throw a spiritual prayer and block you or try to block you from what you're doing. They will do that. So, you know, I just want to drop in today and tell you, you know, to stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. And do the right thing. Stay humble. And be the man and woman that God has called you to be. Big up Triple X. God loves you and I love you too. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Bless you for your awesome word, Father God. And bless us for this short moment of teaching and praising and honoring you. We want to say thank you in all and everything that you have done for us and what you're going to continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, listen. God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Peace.